Listener Production.
Hello, Alistair Kirkby with your local briefing. The price for WA farmland could go higher, according to an expert. Farms are typically cheaper in the state when compared to national values. Andrew Smith, head of agribusiness development at Rural Bank, says the local market is quite strong.
Given another record crop in 2022 after a significant crop in 2021. So I expect that'll add fuel to the local market and support prices going a bit higher.
Doctors are calling for regional and rural maternity units to be saved from closure. A number of locations are suffering from extensive shortages of obstetric staff. Dr. Megan Bellow, president of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia, says the services must be prioritised.
We don't want to see any further closures of maternity services, and we definitely don't want them to be on bypass. It's paramount that women and their families receive their maternity care as close to home as possible.
About 3,000 homes and businesses in and around Dongara and Port Denison were without power on the weekend. Western Power says the cause of the outages was due to high humidity levels. Geraldton is set to be Spudshed's next regional location. Spud King Tony Galati revealing it's likely to open its doors mid next year. The federal government is warning Aussies of a new scam to look out for. Bogus social media accounts that look like they're tax office workers have been set up, offering to help with people's queries and concerns. We're reminded not to click on any links or give out any personal info. To local sport, Seniors Country Week cricket has wrapped up for another year. In the finals clash, Geraldton won the toss and elected to bat first against Esperance, the side setting a target of 6 for 140, their opponents defeating them by just one run. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.